DNC Livewire Night 2 Fantasy Night, The Return of the Obamas. The Dream Candidate for Democrats Not Named Kamala Harris. By Matthew Boyle on August 20, 2024. Night 2 of the Democratic National Convention. DNC, probably cannot go any worse for the wayward Democrat Party than Night 1 did, but it just might. On the second night at the mostly peaceful gathering of leftists in Chicago, Illinois, former President Barack Obama will return to the main stage and spotlight to give the keynote address at the end of the evening. His wife, former First Lady Michelle Obama, will speak earlier in the evening. Interestingly, several Democrats are quite openly referring to Michelle Obama as their dream candidate, which means despite the hullabaloo from across the media that Vice President Kamala Harris is not in fact the dream candidate for the party. The Democrats are just kind of stuck with Harris, as they had no other options when they staged a coup against the guy who happens to be the sitting president of the United States who's from their party, President Joe Biden. It's worth noting that they, perhaps conveniently perhaps not, shoved Biden in the trunk of the car at the end of the night well after primetime on Monday night to hasten his march to being yesterday's news. Speaking of the media, cracks are beginning to emerge across the establishment media when it comes to their close relationship with Democrats and particularly the Harris campaign. Several establishment reporters were critical of the DNC's unfocused and unusually long and disjointed programming on Monday evening. If the party does not sort out these issues by Tuesday, things could begin to get much worse for Harris and Democrats, and it is definitely something to watch as the evening shakes out. But now that Biden is firmly squashed in history's dustbin, Democrats will look forward to the next less than 80 days to Election Day on November 5 in their efforts to try to make the presidential race competitive again. David Plouffe, one of Obama's closest advisors who seems to be running things at what was the Biden campaign but is now the Harris campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware, did an interview early on Tuesday with Axios where he said the battleground states have returned to the traditional fight like the nation saw in 2016 or 2020. But right after he said that, a new poll emerged out of Virginia showing Republican candidate Donald Trump has again pulled into a statistical tie with Harris in the Old Dominion, flashing more warning signs for Democrats that Trump may be again expanding the map now that Harris's sugar high has faded. So again, the big picture this evening is a flashback to history in the good old days for modern Democrats when Obama was president, which comes after they crushed the inconvenient lump of a current president into history already, and a look at what might be the future when the other Obama might emerge in a future race for president, but not this year. Of course, while this all happens, the Democrats will continue to try to convince themselves that everything they know about Harris's extremism and incompetence was actually a fantasy and that they do in fact have a shot at winning in November despite giant flashing warning signs emerging everywhere already less than a month into Harris's nascent campaign. And they will try to do it while staying on schedule and not pissing everyone watching off by having pointless speeches drag on too long. Can they execute? Follow along here, because Breitbart News will watch so you don't have to. Below, find live updates with news and analysis from the second night of DNC primetime programming. Update 11:39 p.m. ET. Obama has wrapped his address, and interestingly both him and his wife ended their speeches which they reportedly wrote together offering very specific campaign tactical advice. Tonight's program did end slightly earlier than night one, which dragged past midnight, but it still went way longer than Democrats wanted. Update 11:32 p.m. ET. It's kind of amazing how Obama can spend 30 minutes viciously demonizing his political opponents then end a speech trying to say it's okay to disagree with people. It's a common tactic he regularly used when he was more frequently on the political stage. Update 11:25 p.m. ET. Barack Obama is back on attacking Donald Trump, proving yet again how obsessed Obama is with Trump. He's like compulsive about it. Unhealthily obsessed with Trump. Nobody in Obama's entire political life has ever rattled him as much as Trump. He's shaken by Trump and Obama is showing it again tonight. Update 11:15 p.m. ET. Obama is still several minutes later openly and nastily attacking Trump, a sign that Trump is way inside this guy's head. Obama has offered no vision for the country other than rhetorical oratory pushing Harris but no policy solutions. This is a fascinating line of attack from Obama that despite all the media bluster in part because they have not seen Obama in a long time that will undoubtedly come will probably be ineffective in actually helping Harris. Update 11:12 p.m. ET. That was fast. Barack Obama has devolved this speech into a negative, nasty rant against Donald Trump, making several personal attacks at him from the convention stage. Update 11:10 p.m. ET. Obama is speaking kindly about his former vice president, the current president, Joe Biden, but in so doing twisting the knife and saying at the end of that section of his speech the torch has been passed. Then Obama says the race will be tight, and he's warning gathered Democrats that they need to prove they are going to fight for the regular people. He then takes several shots at Donald Trump. Update 11:05 p.m. ET. I'm feeling hopeful because this convention has always been good to kids with funny names who believe anything is possible, Barack Obama says of Kamala Harris. Update 11:04 p.m. ET. Barack Obama is on stage now, receiving a very warm applause from Democrats gathered in the state that first sent him to the U.S. Senate before he was elected president. Update 11:03 p.m. ET. Michelle Obama says the election will be close and will be decided by just a handful of states. She wraps her speech by saying she wants to go higher, even though she viciously attacked Trump. She now introduces former President Barack Obama, her husband, who finally takes the stage after prime time. Update 11 p.m. ET. Michelle Obama leads the crowd in chants of do something when she says people see a bad poll and we will or whenever anything is going on. Don't complain if no one from the campaign has reached out to you specifically for your support. There is no time for that kind of foolishness, she said. Consider this to be your official ask. Michelle Obama is asking you to do something, she said. Update 10:58 p.m. ET. Michelle Obama says there is no other choice than Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. But now she is warning that while energy is high for Harris and Walz now, there are so many people desperate for a different outcome. No matter how good we feel tonight or tomorrow or the next day, this is going to be an uphill battle, she says. We cannot be our own worst enemies. She also laments a possible Goldilocks complex where everything is just right, seemingly criticizing leftists who are openly ripping Harris and Walz right now. Update 10:53 p.m. ET. Michelle Obama is now outright attacking Trump, claiming he tried for years to make people fear her and her husband because they are black. She plays the race card, arguing the job he is seeking, the presidency, is one of those black jobs. Update 10:50 p.m. ET. Looks like the DNC failed logistically yet again. As it's almost 11 p.m. on the East Coast, the Democrats have yet to produce the keynote speaker Barack Obama. That means just like last night when they pushed current President Joe Biden past primetime, they have now pushed their star speaker former President Obama past primetime as well. Update 10:47 p.m. ET. You could hear a pin drop as Michelle Obama is hyping Kamala Harris. The audience is way more into Michelle than they are into Kamala, quite clearly. Update 10:43 p.m. ET. Michelle Obama says the contagious power of hope is in the air in Chicago at the DNC. America, hope is making a comeback, she says. Update 10:41 p.m. ET. It's still the very tail end of prime time, and Democrats have finally gotten Michelle Obama the dream candidate who is not Kamala Harris on stage. Wow, they did it before 11 p.m. on the East Coast. Roaring applause for Michelle Obama in the arena. Update 10:39 p.m. ET. It's becoming abundantly clear why the Democrats hardly ever let Doug Imhoff speak in public just a few minutes into this address from the would-be first gentleman. The address is substance-free and filled with airy carelessness and buzzwords that have no real meaning. Imhoff called Harris a joyful warrior and fails to explain or describe what that actually means, and provides no substance behind it at all. Now Imhoff is raising his voice slightly as if to emphasize something, then slowing down, then speeding up. This speech is just truly weak and terrible. Expect to hardly ever see Imhoff again on the campaign trail. Update 10:27 p.m. ET. To add insult to injury, the Democrats then had Cole Imhoff after narrative that grating video come out and introduce his dad. Finally, Doug Imhoff is on stage. Hello to my big, beautiful, blended family up there, Imhoff says when he takes the stage. Update 10:25 p.m. ET. Now the convention is playing some video of Cole Imhoff, Doug Imhoff's son, and Kamala Harris's stepson, talking about his father. Maybe, just maybe, this means that Doug Imhoff is coming on stage soon? Who knows, but clearly the Democrats have not fixed anything from last night. It'll be way too late again when this pageantry ends. Update 10:20 p.m. ET. Here comes another senator, Senator Tammy Duckworth. Deal, as the nation is still forced to wait for the Obamas and Imhoff. It's almost 10:30 p.m. on the East Coast. And still no sight of Obama, but the Democrats have no problems letting run-of-the-mill Democrat after run-of-the-mill Democrat take to the stage to give speeches that are without focus and way too long so they can take some cheap pot shots at Trump. Update 10:15 p.m. ET. Also, Brooks finally finished speaking, and now the Democrats have a Republican mayor of Mesa, Arizona, to speak and back Harris and attack Trump. This is taking way too long and dragging on far too gratingly. Update 10:13 p.m. ET. The DNC is denying disability accommodation requests for reporters with disabilities. Update 10:11 p.m. ET. The lines outside are a disaster for Democrats. Update 10:09 p.m. ET. And here we go again. Democrats are now openly criticizing the convention for the serious logistical failures for a second straight evening. Update 10:08 p.m. ET. Angela Alsop Brooks, the Democrat nominee for U.S. Senate in Maryland, is speaking now. Again, this program has veered far off the scheduling rails yet again on night two. It could be as late as 11 p.m. on the East Coast after primetime when Barack Obama finally takes the stage. We'll see if they turn it around and speed it up or not. Quite a bit more to speak this evening still. Update 10:03 p.m. ET. They still have a ton of other Democrats to speak this evening as well. Like Angela Alsop Brooks, and now they are playing some highly produced video highlighting Harris's time as a prosecutor. This schedule is not on schedule. Update 9:58 p.m. ET. Now, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is giving some kind of address talking about things being en fuego or something. Still no sign of Michelle Obama, the Michelle people actually want to hear, or her husband, the former president, or Imhoff. This thing keeps dragging on and 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 on. Update 9:55 p.m. ET. Over on CNN, Anderson Cooper and David Axelrod are trying to wish away the Democrats' issues with production, arguing that things are going smoothly on night two when they clearly are not. It's getting late, and the nation is still awaiting Second Gentleman Doug Imhoff, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and former President Barack Obama, among many others. This convention is tilting towards midnight and going extremely late again, just like night one. Update 9:53 p.m. ET. Pritzker finally finished his long and bloviating address. It's nearly 10 p.m. on the East Coast and the Democrats' program is still dragging on way, 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 way too long. Still many, many, many people to come. Update 9:42 p.m. ET. Sanders has finished speaking and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is speaking now. But when Sanders was up, he told a massive whopper of a lie. He claimed that Donald Trump wants to cut Social Security. That is a complete and total fabrication, and it's totally untrue. Trump has made clear time and again he does not. Update 9:29 p.m. ET. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who is technically not a Democrat but an independent who caucuses with Democrats, is speaking now. He is attacking Trump over COVID in his speech right from the outset. Update 9:27 p.m. ET. It's worth noting that Schumer did not mention Israel once when he attacked anti-Semitism. Update 9:24 p.m. ET. Schumer is pushing people to vote for Democrats in the Senate as well. The map this year is even worse for Democrats than other years, and he predicts boldly Democrats will hold the Senate again and pick up seats. For that to happen, Senators John Tester, D. Mount, Sherrod Brown, D.O., Bob Casey, D.P.A., Jackie Rosen, D.N.V., and Tammy Baldwin, D.Y., will need to win, and so will Reps. Elissa Slotkin, D. Me, and Ruben Gallego, D. Oz. Then they would need to beat either Senator Rick Scott, R.F.L., or Senator Ted Cruz, R.T.X. Seems very far-fetched. Then, Schumer delves into a series of typical partisan Democrat talking points. Schumer closes his speech standing up for Jewish people and attacks anti-Semitism, but then veers into a strange and untrue attack on Trump over anti-Semitisms. Update 9:19 p.m. ET. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer dances onto the main stage and praises the fake roll call for Harris. He is currently offering no policy and only platitudes, but he comes right after Trump with an attack right off the bat. Update 9:13 p.m. ET. Harris says her campaign is a people-powered campaign. She is saying goodbye to the people in Chicago for now, but seems to be still speaking in Milwaukee. It's unclear from the television coverage of the convention. Update 9:11 p.m. ET. Harris and Waltz are holding a rally in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and just took the stage there right after the celebratory roll call an hour away in Chicago. Update 9:10 p.m. ET. The guy on stage literally admits at the end of it all it was a celebratory roll call. Pretty amazing they just wasted hours of everyone's time in prime time to do this. Update 9:08 p.m. ET. This grading process is still ongoing, and the Democrats just went to Minnesota as second last and now are on California, Harris's state, to end the roll call finally. California Governor Gavin Newsom is voting the delegates for her now in the fake vote. Finally, 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 this is coming to an end. Maybe soon. But Newsom keeps talking way too long. Update 8:56 p.m. ET. Outside the DNC in the Chicago streets, police have made multiple arrests of radical leftist protesters. Update 8:52 p.m. ET. Here's the cringe video of Lil Jon's surprise performance during the fake roll call vote for Harris. Update 8:49 p.m. ET. While inside the convention hall continues the cringe performance, outside in the streets in Chicago things are getting wild. Update 8:46 p.m. ET. The Democrats are continuing their entirely fake roll call as they move to have all the states unanimously vote for Harris. Democrats still have several states to go in the convention, probably will not be entering primetime programming until after 9 p.m. on the East Coast. This disastrously executed event continues to inspire cringe and veer further off the rails. Update 8:20 p.m. ET. The Democrats are only halfway through this show, and they have not even begun all the primetime speakers. It's understandable that they want to keep their energy high and they are all happy and whatnot, but this is going to be another very, very late night, and it will drag on and on and on and on and on and on all evening again. This could end up becoming a problem for Democrats. Update 8:07 p.m. ET. Rapper Lil Jon made a surprise appearance at the DNC to back Harris as the Georgia delegation is voting. Update 8 p.m. ET. California, when it came up in the roll call, passed at this time on the vote, presumably to come back when needed to put Harris over the top since it's the state she hails from. Update 7:57 p.m. ET. Democrats are holding a ceremonial roll call to nominate Vice President Kamala Harris for president. She is already the nominee anyway from a previous DNC virtual roll, so this is purely ceremonial. Overseeing it is DJ Cassidy, who's playing music themed to various states as they vote in the purely ceremonial election.